您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 A bold, muscly man has attracted netizens' attention as he showed off his pole dancing skills on the subway in Chengdu. A fellow passenger commented, I wanted to cover my eyes, but eventually I succumbed to his pelvic sorcery. That's so weird.
Well said.
Yeah. Anyway, already a popular form of fitness around the globe, the craze is set to sweep China, attracting legions of consumers with money to burn. 一位在成都地铁内忘情跳钢管舞的男子在网络上火了。钢管舞作为一种结合了杂技和健身运动而衍生出来的新生舞蹈呢，正在悄然盛行。对此你怎么看呢？ So let's talk about pole dancing. Is it catching on?
I think there are more people who participate in this as a form of art and also sport in China, but maybe saying it's, popular might be a little bit of a overstatement but it certainly is becoming more mainstream and something that people don't frown upon at all.
Yeah, I think it is funny because, I mean, you know, Xiaohua, you're asking the question, is it becoming more popular? Well, to be honest, I never heard of...recreational pole dancing, that is, non-erotic pole dancing before I came to China. I never thought that pole dancing could be some type of form of fitness or that it could one day, be, you know, as we're seeing now, you know, like there's competitions and things like that before I came to China. It wasn't until one of my students, we were having a discussion in class one day about what do you do to exercise, what do you like to do in your free time and so on and so on. And she says that she said that she liked to pole dance.I was taken aback, because it's like, well, what do you mean you like to pole dance? And she went on to explain that she goes to classes, that for her it's a form of exercise. She put a pole into her apartment, and a very lucky husband. But I think, you know, it's funny because a lot of it is, you know, pole dancing as a recreational, you know, exercise activity, didn't originate in China. Certainly, perhaps it did originate in the United States, but I never came in contact with it until I came here.
Yeah, but John, I'm sorry to say, but have you been living under a rock? Like before you came to China?
I was living in the mountains. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
That's what happens.
All right. Okay. I understand then.But according to my own experience, I remember when I was in London, I had a couple of girlfriends who routinely took, pole dancing classes, just like the Chinese ladies are doing now. And it wasn't something considered to be all that provocative either. And, I think it's sort of taking the world by storm. Not saying that everybody's doing it, but certainly becoming more popular among certain people. And here in China, I think, the discussion has often been about white collar workers. So we're talking about urban females who want a little bit of fun and want to exercise as well. And it seems like pole dance is,fulfilling the needs.
That's true. And one example of why pole dancing is getting a bit more popularity is that our listener Vivian is doing it too.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, she says pole dancing is painful for me. After the first class, my arms can't stretch straight and my legs sore. It's more hard work than mere sexy.
Oh, for sure. And you get a lot of, core strength from it. And also, I think it's great. You're sort of dancing and exercising, against music. And it's quite a fun thing to do.
It's like gymnastics then, right?
Yeah,
that's
but
kind of what you're doing.
I think
ice skating, figure skating.
Yeah, I'm guessing as someone who has not taken pole dancing classes, it's more unique than gymnastics and maybe spinning and some other
kind of
exercises.
It's more novel.
Maybe. Plus, it is beautiful.
I'm not sure how something can be more unique than something else. But I think that it's definitely new. It's definitely novel. It's definitely something that people want to try, because it is new and novel. But yeah, definitely. I mean, I was looking at some pictures from the pole dancing competition, like the global or international, whatever, that was in Beijing a couple weeks ago. And it's amazing. I mean, like, yeah, sure, fine. Maybe the women aren't wearing very much, but there are men who are involved in this competition as well. But I mean, either men or women, I mean, you look at their arms, you look at their body shape, you look at their stomachs, and it's just like, oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Yeah, and the fact that Beijing have just hosted the World Pole Dance Championship Finals.
That's what it's called.
Yes, that's like the biggest competition in the world of pole dancing, shows that it has reached a certain level of popularity in China. And also in 2017, we're hosting again. And Ke Hong, he's this guy who's known for pole dancing in China, and he came in third in the men's competition. I think we're getting some pretty high-level professionals in the game, too. It's quite exciting, I would say.
Yeah. And actually, if you take the erotic or provoking part out of the equation, because it never was a part of the culture here in China, it is just gymnastics, and it's really hard to do. I mean, in gymnastics, sometimes you hold a ball, you hold a ribbon, and here you hold on to a pole. So it's basically the same thing.
But I think it's gymnastics and dancing. And the dancing part make you feel very feminine. And I think according to some of these pole dancing students, they said that it's...
Are you saying that men doing pole dancing is feminine? Is that what you're saying? Because, well, I disagree. I think it's very masculine.
That is true. John, you are right in this one. But here I'm only talking about the female, all right? And according to reports, that they say that there's a boost in confidence that you get out of this sport and art. And I think, what is it, John?
No, I mean, come on. I mean, you can get a boost of confidence from doing any type of exercise. I mean, you find something to do. You find something you like. And you do it well. You practice it, and you have a sense of achievement. And so that can be true for anything. I do agree. I mean, like, again, this is like when we say, oh, it's unique. Well, no, it's not actually unique. Yes, it can boost confidence. Well, a lot of different things can boost confidence. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but also let's just be honest about what it is for a second. That's all I'm saying.
All right. At least this is a new thing
that
is coming to China.
It's like the Apple Watch, which is why the Apple Watch is going to kill anybody.
It won't.
All right.